Hello everyone, and welcome to another Armchair Imagineering episode. Today, we'll be talking about a resort based off of the land that we would like to create. So yeah.
Right, so Land Pavilion, Epcot.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And so basically, what this series is going to unhold is that we're going to do one episode every month, right? We're going to make a resort, we're going to design a resort based off of a land or an attraction from one of the Disney parks at Disney World. So yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Yep.
And today, we'll be talking about the land. Okay?
Cool.
So, let's get started. First of all, where is it going to go? So, behind the land, there is a river that goes parallel to the land. And then there's like a parking space, utility space, storage space on the other side. Okay? So we're going to put the land resort there. Okay? And so, it's going to be... Okay, so we're going to have a themed experience to go across the river. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking something like they have in the land, like with your boats, and they tell you stuff. You could learn stuff about the land before you even get there.
Yeah, so kind of like an extension of the land ride.
Exactly.
Living with the land.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then once you get there, it's going to be accessible to the land ride. Okay. So it's kind of, you kind of get to go like backstage kind of, which is kind of cool.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I'm thinking, so they've got the, Living with the Seeds tour.
Yeah.
It's a walking tour.
Uh-huh.
So this is kind of like a backstage...
kind of thing.
Would it be backstage? Be kind of themed?
Mm-hmm.
Or would it be more like...
Backstage?
A garden?
I don't know. Maybe,
A little bit of both?
Yeah, a little bit of both. Yeah. You could have, like... You know how, like, this... The part of the ride of the land where you go to, like, the pond... with all the water lilies, and it's kind of, like, themed a little bit, kind of.
Right, where it goes around the restaurant.
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Try again.
In the greenhouses.
In the greenhouse.
And you go up, and it's kind of on the corner, and you got, like, a hidden Mickey there. I think the water lilies make a hidden Mickey. And it's kind of, like, themed, kind of, it's like a little pond or something, with the water lilies and moss and stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
No, you know what? I have been on this ride attraction many times, and no. Nope. Nope.
Anyway.
I know, I remember there's some tanks in there, where they have fish.
No.
And they used to have alligators.
No.
That's not it, okay.
No, it's not. Anyway, but it's kind of themed like a little pond or whatnot, but it's also open to the rest of the greenhouse.
Okay.
So maybe something like that, where it's kind of like themed a little bit, but it's also open.
Oh, it's one of the little greenhouse areas.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then you could kind of make it like themed or something.
Okay.
Like change the ride maybe a little bit and make it themed. So you could like walk through the greenhouse like in a forest or something. That would be cool. You could make like a forest greenhouse and you walk through the forest in the greenhouse.
So walk through.
Yeah.
Not a ride through.
No, a ride to the... across the river.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, a ride from the cross river, and then you walk through the greenhouse in the land to get to the main part.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah. And we're not going to make this as secret as the last one. It's going to be very public.
So you would enter in... You could enter in through the Land Pavilion into Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
From the land...
Resort,
right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So yeah, I think that's cool.
Okay.
Another cool thing that I thought of, okay. So you know how you have the balloons in the main land space, right? Above you?
I love those balloons.
And you have Soren, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to mix Soren and the balloons.
Okay.
Into the entrance of the land resort. Okay?
Okay.
So when you're coming in, you're kind of like floating on an air balloon, flying over the world like you are in Soren, but with the balloon. Okay?
Okay.
And then underneath you, you'll be able to see you soaring over the places that you go in Soren.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So keep going.
Okay, so... So you come in, it's... I haven't really thought of the details of the outside or whatnot, but you come in on the air balloon, like a giant big air balloon or whatnot.
Where am I coming in from?
The main entrance.
Which is from the pavilion?
No, from the resort.
Gotcha, okay.
So you come in from the main entrance from the resort where the parking lot is and whatnot.
Okay, cool, alright. Okay.
So you come in like a really giant hot air balloon, and you're in the basket, okay? And it's gonna be a pretty decent size to fit a lot of decent amount of people, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then you're gonna have the balloon over you or whatnot. You could have the balloon on the outside.
The balloon itself.
Yeah. You'd have the balloon itself, and then you would have like skylights open above you so you could see the balloon. So you're like in a hot air balloon.
Okay.
And then you walk through the basket, and then underneath you, you'll have screens flying over areas that you go in Soren.
I like that.
Yeah. And then you'll have the lobby there and whatnot, or the check-in desk and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, and then those floors will be all around the lobby, like everywhere, like flying over Soren.
Right. But you would have multiple balloons, right? Or just one big balloon?
Just one big balloon at the entrance.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. If you're getting what I'm saying.
Right. So you're walking from basically what, the parking lot?
Yeah.
And you're walking into the building.
Uh huh.
And as you get into the building, you're walking basically through the basket.
Yeah.
And in the basket, in the floor, you see screens of what you would be flying over.
Yeah. Or I was thinking, okay, we're gonna get a little out there right now. What about the rest of the lobby floor?
Yeah, your screens continue out into the rest of the lobby
floor. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or
just outside the basket, you have the screens where you can see. So in the bottom of the basket, it's just like bottom of the basket. And then you look over the edge of the basket.
Yeah.
And you can see what.
Yeah,
you're
that's what I was kind of thinking of.
And the basket's what, like 10 feet in diameter? I mean, it's probably fairly large, right?
Yeah, it's gonna be fairly wide. I don't want it like too. It's gonna be fairly wide width wise. I don't want it to be too long. Just kind of like a little skinnier, because I don't want you walking over the basket all the time.
Right. It's just a pass-through from the outside to inside, basically.
Exactly.
And then when you get inside in the lobby, you're basically walking
Soaring over the places that you go in Soren.
And then you can see the balloon outside. It's huge, right?
Yeah.
You can see it from the parking lot.
Yeah.
Okay, neat.
Yeah. So if you kind of want some similarities, kind of like Art of Animation, where you have the like the half rainbow thing, that's where you have the balloon and whatnot, and then after that you would have the force.
Gotcha.
Kind of. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's what I would do.
That's creative. I like it.
I have skipping here. I have a great idea of a restaurant for the land resort. I always want to say restaurant. The land restaurant. It's the land resort. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, we're creating the land resort.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So, it's going to be outside in, okay?
Ooh, okay.
So, kind of like the Beauty and the Beast restaurant, it's going to have different rooms. Mm-hmm. Except, it's going to be different ecosystems from the land ride.
I like it.
So, the desert, the rainforest, the farming area, the, I feel like there was another one. The prairie... and other stuff. Mm-hmm. Something else. But yeah, you're gonna have different areas, and then you're going to be immersed in the area. So you're gonna have trees around you, and then the tables are gonna be designed for the area, and you're gonna have kinda like this, I'm doing this again, the, the screen or the giant wall of snow in the Beauty and the Beast restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You could have that like all around you, so you could keep going on into the space.
Right. So you feel like it's an extension of
exactly
just that room.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're actually within the middle of a rainforest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You do this for counter or table service?
You could do it kind of like Beauty and the Beast, where it's like counter at lunchtime and then table service at dinner time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would kind of do like a separate counter service, kind of like Sunshine Seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like that, where it's all healthy and whatnot for people.
Mm.
Yeah. Ooh, you know what would be even cooler? I just thought of this.
No.
What if you did the type of food of the room that you're in?
Go on.
So what if you did like rainforest? So if you're in the rainforest, what if you did like Asian food or something?
You mean like in the restaurant, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
If you're in the American farm, what if you did American farm food and prairie and the desert and so forth? Well, the desert and the prairie would kind of be a little weird. I mean, you could kind of take from Morocco and whatnot. And then the prairie would just kind of be like kind of American Midwest food, kind of.
Yeah, you could try it for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I think eventually you would end up mixing the rooms and the food, so.
But you could have like different, different meals for like separate things, but have a bunch of meals and dinners and plates and whatnot for the same, for everything, and then have a couple specific meals for the different places.
Mm-hmm. I think that especially works better for lunch.
Yeah. Lunch? Counter service?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How?
No.
I'm just trying to figure this out. How would that work?
I'm just thinking like, okay, so you could have a higher demand in the rainforest room than you have in the Sahara, mm-hmm. in the desert.
Yeah.
So you have a bunch of people making reservations for the rainforest.
Yeah.
And not as many for the desert.
But you want to go to the rainforest.
So the desert's empty. How do you get people over in the desert? Well, you start offering the rainforest food in the desert.
Oh.
So that's why it's to even it out.
Okay.
That's why I'm thinking. I don't know that you could do separate meals.
Yeah, but
I like the idea. I just don't know.
But you could do like some different meals for specific areas, but most of them being the same.
You could put it on the menu. I mean, you could have separate spots on the menu. Like, okay, this is your desert section. This is your rainforest section.
Uh-huh.
No matter what room you're in.
Yeah.
So you could still pick out of.
Well, that would be cool. Area. Yeah, that'd
just
be cool.
Theme it that way.
Yeah, I think that would work. That would work very well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then you'd have a Sunshine Seasons restaurant. It'd be all open and kind of bring the land to the resort. Kind of like all big and open and busy, and it just kind of feels like the land to me.
Yeah, well, that'd be the idea, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Now let's talk about the rooms.
Okay.
The rooms will be themed from different places that you go on during Soarin'. So you go on the Great Wall, I think you go in the Himalayas, you go other places, which I can't remember right now. But the room you would be staying in is themed to the different place that you go to.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And so, like we were talking about the last one, we could do like the screens.
Mm-hmm.
So you would be kind of in the, you would be, it would be a continuation of your experience.
So the screens in the room.
Yeah.
So we're kind of on the,
technology side.
Screen base.
Yeah, I don't really want it to be screen based that much, but I have no other idea of how you could get that experience into your room.
Yeah, so, okay. Let's say Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
You're flying over the Golden Gate Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get the Golden Gate Bridge experience in your room? You decorate the San Francisco, just kind of
pick up
design styles from San Francisco?
Yeah, you could. Another thing, what I was thinking is, like, since you're talking about the Golden Gate, you could kind of bring, like, some of the Golden Gate into your room, kind of make it, like, 3D, like, the red metal in your room, kind of.
Yeah, you totally could have, like, little round cabling, red cabling.
Yeah.
Kind of, like, on the wall.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't even have to look, do anything, go anywhere specifically. Yeah. It's just
to be there.
That's the red cabling. And yeah. Exactly like the red cabling on the bridge.
Exactly. And then you could, yeah. And then you could have, like, the Golden Gate on the screen, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of. Yeah. I think so.
Oh, okay. Or you could have, let's say you got a big painting, picture, whatever.
Okay.
Big picture of the towers on the Golden Gate, okay?
Yep.
And then you've got railing, or the cabling, I'm sorry, the red cabling, and it comes, along the ceiling, or along the walls, into
the Golden Gate.
The picture where, and they connect to the picture, and they would, like, where they would continue through into the picture.
That would be cool. Yeah, I know what you mean. Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so it's like a continuation from reality into the picture.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a good way to do it, without that, necessarily a screen.
Yeah, I think that would be a good way to do it.
Okay.
And and just to make it a little more 3D, you can make the picture kind of like 3D, kind of. Like, have, like, 3D aspects on the picture.
Absolutely.
Yeah. See, I think that would be cool. And then that would be kind of themed to all the different places you go in Soren. Like the Taj Mahal and the Great Wall and the Golden Gate Bridge and the Himalayas and all the other places you go.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think that would be really nice. And then you can pick which room you stay at.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
you reserve the theme of room.
Mm-hmm. And then there would be no rooms looking on outside. Of course, if you're doing the pictures, you would probably want some windows or something.
Yeah. So you have some sort of window.
Yeah.
Not necessarily any balconies, though.
No. Because, I mean, where we are, there's not much to see. Minus Forest.
Oh, you're right
there. And the backstage of Living with the Land. Or the land.
Yeah, you do get a point there.
So, I mean, there's not much to say. You would definitely want some natural light in your room.
Yeah, but, so some sort of a window, but no balconies.
No balconies. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. The theming is really what it sets it apart in the room.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Another great thing that I thought of is that, you know, Food Rocks and Kitchen Cabaret, right?
Yeah.
What if you had characters from those two shows walking around the lobby?
That would be so cool.
I know, right? That would be amazing.
The old Food Rocks.
Yeah, like all that junky food with the fighting against the healthy food and all the Kitchen Cabaret people.
Oh, I wish I could remember some of their names. They were so creative.
No, yeah. But what if you had them walking around?
The Peach Boys.
Yeah. If you had them walking around the lobby, meeting you.
That would be so neat.
That would be really nice.
Refrigerator Police.
Yeah, can this actually happen so we can do it?
Like Thawed Wrapper. Fud Wrapper, excuse me. Oh, food Wrapper. Oh, my bad. F-U-D. Food. Food Wrapper.
That's funny.
These guys are awesome.
Yeah.
These were really neat shows.
Yeah. I want that to happen now.
I know, these were really great ideas. I think.
Cool. Another great... Okay, so another great idea is I want to have a greenhouse growing on the on by the resort.
Of course.
And you'll have maybe the second or third story looking, and you'll have a balcony looking down onto the greenhouse.
In the greenhouse. Okay.
So you'd have and then you'd have signs along the balcony, and you'd have cast members telling you how it's done and whatnot.
Okay.
So yeah. You would create whatever greenhouse you would create. It would be a pretty decent size.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would have a balcony on the third or second floor. It'll go four stories. That's how high I would want it, maybe. Third or second floor. And then you would have the balcony looking over the greenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And then showing you how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It would be neat to have, if it was big enough,
mm-hmm.
have kind of some little meandering trails through
the greenhouse. Ooh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Kind of teaches you how to do it. like, have a section here about growing the plants without soil, and a section here about something else, and a section over there about something else, and you can have, like, a path.
Yeah, like they're within hydroponics, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Mm, yeah. That's where they don't use soil.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. So, yeah, I think that would be cool. Ooh, and then another thing what I was thinking of, you could use Food Rocks and Kitchen Cabaret to help teach you how to eat healthy and grow healthy food.
Yeah, so
you would have
what would you do?
You would have a cast member with the characters, and then you would be interacting with the characters, and then the cast member would be telling you healthy food and stuff. And then the character will kind of be interacting with the cast member and whatnot.
So is that part of like a activity? Would be like an activity, yeah. A walk around thing.
Yeah, I would kind of do like an activity.
So kind of like a lot of the DVC Deluxe Resorts, yeah. Activities.
Yeah. Yeah, you do an activity, people would sit down and do the activity, and then a character or two come from Food Rocks or Kitchen Cabaret. It would be different every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would tell you about food and stuff.
So what about, like, they have, say, at Animal Kingdom Lodge, for example, they have cake decorating.
Yes, they do.
Not necessarily the healthiest.
Yeah.
But a lot of fun and very good.
Yeah.
Tasty.
Yeah.
So, can we do something like that? Can we do some sort of a food, interactive food?
Yeah.
Something?
Tasting. You could do exotic plants.
Exotic plants
that many people have never heard of before.
Uh-huh.
And you could taste them.
Something that they grow there in the greenhouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that would be cool. And then, obviously, this greenhouse would be sharing their food with the land and all the other Disney resorts.
Right.
Yeah.
Just like the greenhouse in the land ride.
In the land, yes. In the land ride. Definitely, yeah.
They use their food.
Mm-hmm.
All over.
Definitely. So, yeah. I think that's cool.
Greenhouse.
Mm-hmm. That's all I got.
What?
I know, right?
Okay, we talked about rooms.
Yeah.
We talked about restaurants.
Yes.
You know what we didn't talk about?
What did we not talk about?
What does every resort have?
A pool.
Yes!
Okay. I just thought of an idea.
Okay.
For pool.
Okay.
So you know the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids playground, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's not there anymore.
Well, yeah, I know that.
Okay.
What if you did a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids pool bowl of vegetables? And fruits and whatnot. No? Yes? Maybe so?
I have one small problem with that.
And that problem is?
That's the big sigh. The problem is, Honey, I Shrunk the Audience was part of the Imagination Pavilion. We're doing the Land Pavilion.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's true.
What about, what was the movie that they had with the Lion King and Simba? Timon and Pumbaa.
The Lion Circle King 1.5? Oh, the Circle of Life, show mm-hmm. in the land?
Mm-hmm.
That's getting just
that's not
destroyed.
There anymore.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Were you going to say something?
Well, they're a lot about conservation.
Yeah, they are, definitely. So what if we did, like, some sort of conservation?
Yeah.
Okay, ooh, so what if we did, like, one part, it's going to be a pretty big pool, it's going to be like a mini water park, like River Country was.
Uh-huh.
So what if you did one part with the rainforest, all healthy and whatnot, and then you did another part with logging and stuff, kind of like Cali River Rapids, except it's a pool.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that would be cool, and then you would somehow teach about conservation, somehow. You could have, like the pool activities
mm-hmm.
at the Valley Resorts. You could do that, except it would be conservation centered.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I thought of something kind of funny.
Ooh, what?
So you have, let's say, so you got both the rainforest part
mm-hmm.
and the torn down rainforest part.
Yeah.
Which is nothing, dirt.
Dirt, well, you would have logs and trees and whatnot.
So if you have a kid's play area right in the middle.
Yeah.
So half of it's in the rainforest part, half of it's not.
Uh-huh.
And then you get, in the rainforest part, you get all these great water squirters, and you squirt everything, and, mm. and all the and you're up high and down low, and all kinds of crazy stuff to
play in.
Play in and spray people. But in the non-rainforest part, mm-hmm. they're all broken.
Ooh. Ouch! Ouch!
Because, well, it's broken. There's no more rainforest. I mean, this, nothing works. So,
yeah.
You know. Okay, not it would not work in reality.
Good. It would look like it doesn't work.
Yeah. It could just look like it doesn't work.
Uh-huh. It would look all rusty and degraded and just yeah. look awful.
Yeah, but just for the fun of it, it yeah. would work just fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a great way to okay. teach about conservation.
See, that's where brainstorming gets... It's good. I come up with an idea that's maybe not so great, and then uh-huh. you fixed it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would be cool.
Okay.
One thing I kind of wanted to talk about is that, you know, that at the beginning we kind of talked about the part that you go across the river. What if we kind of made that like a mini ride somehow?
Okay. What like, do you got?
I'm not sure how. I just, that's just my idea. Like, just like a mini ride, like across the river. I'm not sure how big the river is, but you can kind of make like a mini ride.
It looks pretty small. Look, how about, as you know, you said mini ride, but mm-hmm. a means of transportation.
Yeah, that too.
You know, your ride basically is in order to take you from one place to another.
Mm-hmm.
So from the resort to
the
back of the land, wherever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so. At this map that we're looking at, I see that there's some space between the land and the river and whatnot.
That's
so
right.
It would be cool, you know those amphibious vehicles that can go on land and in the water?
Right.
What if we did that? Where they went from one side and they went in the river and then went on to the other side to the back of the land where you can see the, where you get off to go into the land.
That would be neat.
That would be neat.
I think, I don't know about capacity and people per hour, if there's a worry about that.
Yeah, but I've been on a big, one of those types of vehicles that's decent size. Well, it was a long time ago, but...
Like the duck tours.
Yeah, that. Those are a decent size.
Those are pretty big.
Yeah.
It would be good if that was, yeah, as an option.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I want to be able to, like a contemporary, you can walk over to Magic Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
I want to be able to have my own choice and to be able to walk.
Yeah, you could build a bridge and a walkway to walk from the land resort to the other place.
Yeah.
But you could also use the other thing, the duck thing.
Yeah.
As a form of transportation.
Yeah, maybe it's... Well, I was going to say maybe it's late at night and I don't want to wait in line for the amphibious vehicle.
True.
Or maybe it's late at night and I don't want to walk.
Uh-huh.
So I wait for the
Yeah.
thing. So as an option.
Uh-huh.
I like the option.
Another thing that I just thought of is... Okay, so I know I'm going back to screens here, but I have an idea of how to fix that. So you know how we talked about in the last Armchair Imagineering, We talked about the buses, the shuttles,
mm-hmm.
and how you have the screens like kind of like going into Asia, the rainforest and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
What if we did that here, except we made it 3D?
3D screens?
Yeah, without using the glasses. And then you, no, 4D. You made it 4D.
Oh, okay.
So you would have the experience and the smells and the water and whatnot.
That would be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun. I just don't know what visual you would have. No idea. Hey, you guys can tell us what visual to have.
Yeah.
Boom! I did it. That was easy.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
I'm gonna do this. Don't hurt me now.
What I say, you might. The other large park in the state, just up the road, Hogwarts Express.
Oh yeah.
They have their train going back and forth between the two Harry Potter lands.
Yeah, kind of like that, except it's an amphibious vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
Yeah. And you would have the experience in 4D and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that'll be nice. That's all, yeah. Again.
Rooms.
Yep.
Amenities.
Uh-huh.
Dining.
Yep.
Lobby. Anything else about the lobby? We had the...
Anything else about the lobby? I don't know.
Entrance.
Ooh. Okay. I got one. For the lobby... On the top, okay, so you know how you have the bottom, right? So what if you had the top kind of in the clouds, like screens clouds?
Mm-hmm.
You had the top, and then you'd have hang gliders, like not super big, like kind of make them smaller. You'd have hang gliders hanging from the ceiling. Yeah, and you'd have the clouds in the background.
Like soaring.
Yeah.
Like you're soaring with
exactly
the hang gliders.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
That would be cool.
That's a lot of fun.
That would be really cool. And then you could create some sort of like seating area or something where it's like into the soaring, where it's like you're looking down and you're soaring, but like the theming of the chairs and whatnot fits it all, like somehow.
Can you do that like in a lounge? We don't have a lounge yet.
No. Yeah, you'll do it in a lounge. Ooh, you know? What if you put Soren, like Soren, the seats from Soren, and you put it in the lounge?
That would be fun.
Yeah, so you have like the ride vehicle. You would probably put more cushioning on it and whatnot. You could put it in the lounge, like repurpose it and make it cool and put it in the lounge.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what I would do.
That would be neat. Make sure it's nice and comfy.
Oh yes, definitely. Because it's not the comfiest on Soren, but it works.
Yeah.
You would make it more comfy because it's a lounge and people would sit there.
Yeah.
And whatnot. But yeah, I think it's cool.
I think we covered all the aspects of a resort.
I think we have too.
The only one other thing that I can think of is you're at Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see the fireworks?
Maybe not. Maybe not.
So don't plan on seeing the fireworks. That's not part of the experience.
No.
Okay, cool.
It's not.
All right.
Because it would be themed to the land, and it would be... It's all about the land. I mean, the fireworks aren't the land, so I think that would be fine.
Awesome.
Yeah. But you would have a quick escape from the park if you wanted to go see the fireworks. You'd have a quick escape.
Yeah, and only resort guests are allowed
through. Exactly, there. Yeah. But it wouldn't be a secret, so more people would know about it, so maybe more people would go over there, but not as much as going out of the park.
Well, it can be a decent size. There's a lot of land over there.
Yeah, it can be, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. I think that's about covers it.
I think, yeah, we hit it all.
Yeah. You want to go through the crazy stuff?
You got crazy again.
I have an idea, yeah.
All right, I want to hear it.
Okay. I love this holodeck thing.
Okay.
What if we just made the entire resort a holodeck?
Okay.
Like...
Let's hear it. I want to hear it.
Okay, so what if we just have a small building with a lot of parking and whatnot. Okay? It like looks like nothing on the outside, and then you go in, and then it's like the entire resort. But the holodeck wouldn't be the size of the resort.
No.
It would be, like, invisible, kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just basically a room.
Uh-huh. And then the room would open up into the entire resort. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
I think that's it.
That was your idea?
That was my idea. You got any crazy ideas?
So same things.
For now. Okay. Yeah. Do you have any crazy ideas?
No, you are the king.
I'm the king of crazy ideas.
Crazy ideas. Forgetting
everything's a holodeck.
And science. And
okay, I got another one. Ready? So you said how people weren't allowed to use jetpacks, right?
Right.
We're gonna give them a jetpack.
Yeah, I thought you said to watch out for people with jetpacks.
I know, but we're gonna give everyone a jetpack, and we're going to let them. We're gonna let them fly. We're gonna let them fly through the resort.
That's their sword.
Yeah.
That's their sword.
Yeah, they use jetpacks.
Okay.
Okay. Speaking of jetpacks, I'm coming up with crazy ideas here. Okay. I mean, I guess going back to the regular resort, I have a really good idea that I think you might like.
Oh.
So I think I saw a long time ago they have an experience in Disneyland, I think, with Marvel. Where you can pretend to be Iron Man on, like, this disc thing. And you can pretend to, like, fly like him or something. Thought I saw something like that.
Sounds neat.
But yeah, you basically stand on, like, this disc. And you have a screen in front of you. And you, like, fly like him.
Wow.
I think. So what if you had, like, a disc or whatnot like that. Except you have a jetpack on your back. Pretend one, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have, like, a full wall of screen, and you could go wherever you want.
You know, they have the skydiving, indoor skydiving. Have mm-hmm. you seen that?
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of that. Where you're in this uh-huh. tube.
Yeah.
And you're kind of floating in the air.
And you could have the screens all around you, and you'd have a jetpack on your back. And you could kind of like, and your jetpack would kind of be like your motion sensor, kind of. So if you went down kind of like that, it would go, the screens would go down with you.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I think that's what I would do.
That sounds like an amazing experience.
That's amazing.
Not even just put it there, put it anywhere.
Yeah.
It's a new attraction.
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, we've kind of mixed everything, like Soarin' and land and mm-hmm. everything from the land into this resort.
Yep.
So yeah. And even the history.
Yeah. Food Rocks, Kitchen Cabaret.
Food Rocks.
Well done.
You need to watch the Food Rocks show and the Kitchen Cabaret. They're amazing.
There, I haven't seen them in real life.
Me neither. I've only seen them on pictures, sadly.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're pretty funny, really.
Yeah.
I like the food puns.
Food puns.
Yeah.
Food puns are cool. I don't have any of their
like
crazy
the food
ideas.
Wrapper. Anyway, I'm just blabbering now.
Hey, that's fine by me. I have no more crazy ideas.
All right. I don't either.
I think that's it. I had lots of fun today.
Yeah, this was great.
Don't forget Instagram, Anchor, our email, Spotify, iTunes, leave a review, 5 stars only, joking.
We appreciate all reviews and we love feedback in any way.
Yes, yeah. And whatever your favorite podcasting thing is, hosting site. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, platform.
Platform, yeah, there you go.
All right.
All right.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. I had lots of fun.
Yeah, I did too. Okay. We'll see you later.
Yes. Bye.